listeners. You are listening to a mini episode of That's Entertainment. I am your pop culture maven, Jeff Malone. And as this is a mini episode, it's just me on the microphone. That's how it usually goes on the mini episodes. Sometimes we break that habit, and Aunt Beth, my co-host and aunt Beth Woods, joins me. But even when she's not here, she is, as I like to say, she is here spiritually. And that's because, you know, we chat in between episodes, like good co-hosts and good aunts and nephews do. Anyway, this is a What's Jeff Watching mini-episode in which I talk about what I've been watching. Specifically what I've been watching that we haven't talked about on any of our full-length episodes. Or maybe we have talked about it, but there's new thoughts to be had. You know, but these are just like, there's more TV and movies that I watch than just what we cover on our main episodes. And wouldn't you know it, I have thoughts about them as well. And I just felt like sharing them with my listeners, just whoever feels like hopping on and go on and downloading these those thoughts into your head. You know, no pressure. If you see a new episode in your podcast feed and it's shorter than 30 minutes, and you're like, that's not long enough for me. Podcast discussions need to be at least an hour. Maybe I'll make an exception for 45 minutes, but 10 minutes, 15 minutes, that's not in depth enough. Well, that's okay. We can still be friends. But anyway, yeah, let's see. This is the looks like the 16th edition of What's Jeff Watching. Usually in the summer we slow down, don't release too many episodes full length or mini or otherwise. But you know, nowadays summer isn't just reruns only, and of course movies, it's summer, still blockbuster season, even when the theaters are struggling to sell those tickets. But anyway, I wanted to come on to record this What's Jeff Watching episode specifically because of game shows. Summer has always been a great time for game shows, particularly since ABC has had its Summer Fun and Games lineup, with Celebrity Family Feud being the crown jewel of that particular lineup. And that's on their summer schedule again this year. But there's some new game shows that I wanted to talk about as well. Anyway, so on What's Jeff Watching, in addition to what I've been watching lately, I've been asking Aunt Beth if she has anything she's been watching that she wanted to let our listeners know about. But she texted me earlier today. She said, nope, there's been nothing good on lately. So I don't know how Aunt Beth has been surviving if there's been nothing good to watch. Hopefully, I mean, let's hope she can get through this rough period without any good viewing options. But anyway, let's not dwell on that too much. So, game shows. Yeah, well, just about every night there's a new one, or not necessarily a new one. There's a game show that I have to make sure I watch. Weirdly enough, though, not Sunday. Sunday used to be the day, at least on ABC, where you had, you know, it had Celebrity Family Feud at 8, Pyramid at 9, and then a rotating cast of weirdos at 10 o'clock. My favorite lineup was when The Gong Show with the revival of The Gong Show hosted by Mike Myers in character as, oh my gosh, I forget his name. Oh, I should be able to, I shouldn't, I should be able to remember this without looking at, okay, but I am looking it up. Here's the answer. Tommy Maitland. Well, okay. I'm not too upset with myself for not remembering that, because the fun of that bit wasn't the name of the character. It was the fact that no one ever acknowledged that it was in fact Mike Myers playing a character. But anyway, on to the game shows that are currently on the air, and I mentioned some new ones, and well, let me break down the lineup of game shows I've been watching this summer. On Mondays, Fox has had Name That Tune, and they've actually gone back to civilians. The past few seasons, it's been like all celebrities, and then they got a new one on right after that, the 1% Club. Tuesdays are, whoa, that's all filled up with multiple channels. We have got Fox again with Beach Azam. Jamie Foxx is healthy and back again after Nick Cannon took over him for one season. And that's followed by a new one, the Quiz with Balls. And Celebrity Family Feud is on ABC on Tuesdays this year. And NBC's got Password, but that's just wrapping up. It's got it had its season finale right before the Olympics. Then on Wednesdays, looks like just one, at least on network TV anyway. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? This time with duos competing together, celebrity duos, Kenan and Kel, John Mulaney and Nick Kroll, Lisa Ann Walter and Rosie O'Donnell. So that's been fun. And then Thursdays, ABC again with Pressure Luck and a new one, Lucky 13. And Fox has also got Don't Forget the Lyrics. So let's dive into the new ones. We got three of them. And I'll let you know if I think they're worth watching. So, first up, we got the 1% Club hosted by Patton Oswalt. It's on Mondays on Fox at 9 o'clock, but it's also on Amazon Prime Video. Interesting. I'm looking at the air dates. It looks like it premiered, the first episode premiered early on Amazon, but all subsequent episodes have aired on Fox first and then the day after on Amazon Prime. But anyway, those are your two options for watching it, either on Fox or Amazon. But anyway, the way it works is it starts with 100 contestants and they ask a series of increasingly challenging questions. They're detecting. They're quizzing you on basically like logic and pattern recognition. So the first question, 90% of people in America got correctly, or at least 90% of the people that they polled got it correctly. I don't think they all asked all 300 million plus people in the country. And then you get down to the final question. So, like the question in the middle, only 50% of people got correct, and then only 40, 35, 30%. Then you get to the final question, only 1% of people surveyed got this correct. And if you are one of the 100 people in the studio, 100 contestants in the studio have gotten every question correct so far, you can answer that 1% question and win up to $100,000. So that one's been enjoyable so far because it's not just a simple trivia game show. It's a brain teaser, and Patton Oswalt. He's a pretty solid MC. So he knows how to be on his feet and to banter with the contestants and make fun of them, but lightly rib them when they get something wrong. Or if you know Patton, he brings his persona in there successfully. Okay, next up we've got the Quiz with Balls, which is kind of like Double Dare crossed with Family Feud. This one's hosted by Jay Farrow. You got two families competing against each other each episode, families of five, and they have to answer a series of multiple choice questions. They're told that there's this many correct answers and this many wrong answers. Each family member has to stand in a spot for one of the right answers. The number of wrong, if there's, so there's, you start out with five family members. So the first question you have, there's six choices. Five of them are correct, one is wrong. If anyone is standing in the wrong spot, a giant ball knocks you down into a pool. You're eliminated. And the family with the most people remaining and the most money earned at the end of the show goes into a final round and can earn even bigger bucks. So, yeah, this is the, I don't, if you like physical challenge aspects of game shows, this offers some of that. For me, the main appeal is the trivia aspect, and the giant balls are just punctuation, which is fun here and there. It's kind of stretched out a bit. That happens with hour-long primetime game shows. It feels like the, you know, that you've got too much chit-chat in between the questions, which might annoy some people. But for me, I just use that time to just try to answer some questions on a crossword puzzle. So I'm like, just use that that wasted time to, well, that's harsh, wasted time, that that inessential time to, you know, get something else done. You don't have to give your full attention to this show, at least not for the entirety of it. And finally, we come to Lucky 13, which is hosted by the dynamic duo of Gina Rodriguez and Shaquille O'Neal. Now, this is this show's got an interesting premise, not one I would have thought of, unless maybe I were sent to a game show brainstorming boot camp. Maybe then I could have come up with something like this. But this wasn't something that thousands of people were clamoring to finally see on television. Like this, an oddball came up with this, or someone like slipped on the sidewalk a funny way and their brain got rattled around and he got oriented in a manner that they never recognized before. But anyway, this is how it works. Each contestant is asked a series of 13 questions. I believe there are true or false questions, and you answer them quickly. You're just given, you know, not much time to think about them. You run through the all 13 over the course of like maybe 5 minutes, if that, at the start of each contestant's session. And then what happens is the contestants determine how confident they were in their answers. And if they match, if they guess correctly how many questions they got correct, then they win a certain amount. But the more you guess, the more you get correctly, the more that you guessed correct in the first place, the more money that you can possibly win. So if you answered all 13 questions correctly and then correctly predict that I am confident that I did in fact get them all correct, then you win $1 million. But if you're only like, I think I only got between one and three correct, and that does turn out to be the case, then you only win $5,000. And then there's different amounts of money in between those amounts for the other possible number of correctly answered questions. So as of this recording, I've only watched the premiere episode. I'm like, ooh, this is something. This is unique. And I think it's an interesting call. I think it's a smart call to have co-hosts in this case. Not every game show needs two hosts, maybe not even most. But if you're going to do the double duty route, it's not a bad idea for them to have a 2 foot height difference. You like that juxtaposition can be pretty fun there. Let me see, check to make sure. What is Gina Rodriguez's height exactly? I'm gonna guess 5'5". Oh, Google tells me 5'3". I bet she wears high heels a lot because she doesn't look that short. And she doesn't look that short compared to Shaq. So they must have her standing on boxes or something because Shaq is 7'1". For some reason, I was thinking he was 7'6". Well, anyway, he's over 7 feet. So he's nearly 2 feet taller than Gina. So that's part of the appeal. If you like looking at people with significant height differences, this show has that for you, in addition to the trivia. So I'd recommend them all, especially if you're a game show nut who has to gobble up all of the game shows. And I think the 1% Club has been working for me the most so far. If you've only got time for one, I guess, then that's the one I'd go with. But it's summertime. This is the time for maximum game shows. But speaking of games, we do have the Summer Olympic Games. I think they'll have already started by the time this episode drops in your main feeds. So I hope that you can make some time to listen to that entertainment in between your Olympics viewing. And a little bit of a tease, we should have some discussion about the 2024 Summer Olympiad at some point on That's Entertainment, so stay tuned for that. And in the meantime, we are on social media, so you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and you could email us if you have any thoughts that you'd like to send our way to thatsentertainmentpodcast@gmail.com, and you can support us on Patreon for just a few bucks a month, and you can listen to episodes early if you do that. And of course, keep your remotes handy and your eyes open.